Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammett, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder and the toxic traits that come along with it, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about going no contact or cutting off, setting boundaries with toxic narcissistic parents. So we see a lot of videos about going no contact with your significant other, going no contact with an ex-wife or ex-husband or somebody you're trying to co-parent with and things like that. Very rarely do you see videos talking about going no contact with a narcissistic or a toxic parent, because it's tough as hell to do, y'all. It is extremely hard to do, because a lot of times when you grow up in these toxic households, you get conditioned to believe that because this person gave birth to you, you are indebted to this person for the rest of your life. You get conditioned to believe that because this person did this for you or did that for you, that you owe them something. You owe them your existence. You owe them your time, effort, and energy and things like that. Because you get conditioned to do this type of stuff, you owe them. You see what I'm saying? You owe it to them. So and people make you feel guilty about wanting to cut your parents off, but you sometimes it's what you have to do. This is not a video of me promoting cutting off parents. I know people are gonna come in and like, well, Lee, it's people like you, it's you damn millennials that just tell people just to cut their parents off and this. No, I'm not telling people to cut their parents off. I'm just saying sometimes you as a parent deserve to be cut off. If you are mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically abusing your children into their adulthood, then they, for their best interest in the best interest of that probably adult child now, it might be best for them to go no contact with you to be able to heal. You know what I mean? To be able to heal and get, sorry, excuse me. To be able to heal and get past the emotional abuse or the trauma that they probably experienced for the entirety of their lives. They might be in their 20s or 30s now. I talked to a woman the other day. She's like, she had to cut her narcissistic toxic parent off because they were still just every time they couldn't do anything right in their eyes. They were still growing up. Every time it's still on their birthday in their 30s, they still get treated badly on their birthday in their 30s. The mom never validates her emotions, never validates her life, tells her that she's a horrible parent, makes people just the energy around them is horrible. Always competing with her as an adult now. You never be better than me at this. You know, you never were good at that. You know, you're overweight, right? There's no positivity coming from that person. You mean, it seems, she's like, every time I go see my mom, it's emotionally draining. I get emotionally drained. You know, I leave, I'll be having a good day, I had to go see my mom, and then I'm just having a bad day where I have to kind of decompress. And it's led to her having to drink when she leaves her parents' house, her mom's house, whatever. And she's like, I'm thinking I'm abusing alcohol now. It could lead to stuff like that. So she went no contact with her mom. For a few months later, she called me. She's like, I haven't had a drink since. Sometimes you have to do it to heal. And like I said, to heal. Yeah, and people, but this is one thing you have to consider before you go no contact with a parent or a family member, because everybody else is going to look at you as the enemy. So you might have to cut off. This is tough, y'all. That's why I said you have a lot to consider before doing it. You might have to cut off more than just your parent. You might have to cut off your brothers and sisters. You might have to cut off your aunts and uncles. You might have to cut off your cousins and things like that. Your grandparents. There's so many people who are going to make you feel like you are just a horrible person for cutting off your parent, because they don't know the real version of your parent. They don't know the real version of your grandparent. They don't know the real version of your sibling or whoever you're dealing with in this toxic situation, this toxic family dynamic. Sometimes it's the mom and dad are both toxic. You have to go no contact with both of them. Sometimes it's just the dad. Sometimes it's just the mom. But the other person is a victim or, you know, a super codependent person. They just celebrate. They just support the narcissistic toxic person in their abuse of you. So your mom might be a victim of your father who's a narcissist, but you might have to cut both of them off. You may. You can't pick or choose. I'm just going to talk to my mom. And then the dad comes and gets involved. Like, they're not going to talk to me. You can't talk to them either. So you might have to cut both of them off. So there's so many moving pieces into going no contact with a narcissistic parent. But sometimes it's...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The best way to help you heal, just like when you leave an intimate relationship, going no contact with this person is the best way for you to heal sometimes. Because talking to them and communicating with them, you know, is sucks. It's like when people use the term in the energy vampires to describe narcissists and toxic people, it's true a lot of times. They just drain your emotional energy. Like, you be emotionally drained when you leave their presence or whatever. So if you, like I say, if you break up with them in a relationship, it might be best for you to just keep it moving in that circumstance right there, to keep it moving in that situation. You know, I was to say, if you can't go no contact with your parents, or you can't cut them off because they're pretty much, sometimes their life depends on you, like you were their caretaker and stuff like that, you have to set boundaries, y'all. I know it sounds weird sometimes when I tell people to set boundaries on their parents, because it sounds weird. It sounds like the dynamic has switched. Like, your parents were setting boundaries on you when you were growing up. Your parents had set the law, right? You know, it's raised you to certain standard of rules and stuff like that. So, but now you're an adult, you're on equal footing as them. So now you can have boundaries for your parents. You see what I'm saying? You can have boundaries for this person in your life. You can. You get to have boundaries against your parents. You get to have boundaries like that. You have to go over there, and you, if you have to go over there, or you depend on them for childcare or something like that, they say something. Look, you have to know there's a word count sometimes. They go over there and they say something disrespectful. All right, gotta go. You mean, but if you are dependent upon them for childcare, think about how you were raised. You know what I mean? If you're dependent on them for childcare, think about how you were raised in that situation. Think about how you got to this point. You mean, think about how you were raised, how you got here, and things like that, and then reconsider it. Do you want to leave your kids here long periods of time? I know you have to sometimes, but do you want to leave your kids in this environment where you were raised in, that you feel like you have to cut a parent off right now? Perspective, y'all. Perspective matters. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, you're dealing with a toxic person, understand that perspective is extremely important in these circumstances and things like that. It just is, y'all. It really, really is. So if you're dealing with a toxic parent, this is the, I know people hate when I talk about this subject because it's a tough thing to do, but you can set boundaries on them. You have to. If you can't cut them off, you don't want to cut them off. Sometimes it's tough to cut them off. You have to set boundaries on them. One of my good friends I met on this journey of personal development, this journey of self-aware narcissism on TikTok and social media, her name is Nia, N-I-A. Her social media tag is How to Love a Battered Woman. She's no contact with her mom for the last 10 years because her mom tried to get her kidnapped as a kid. Her mom was holding her back. Her mom was trying to fatten her up. Her mom said, you're going to be nothing when you grow up. You're going to be just a whore that lays on your back and makes babies and do this, that, and the third. Her mom was not a positive influence in her life. Her mom was literally holding her back and harming her emotionally in ways that is almost damn near irreparable. So she had to cut her mom off, and she's been super thriving and helping other people in this circumstance right now. So if you're interested in seeing somebody firsthand that's dealing with this and thriving through it, cutting off a toxic narcissistic parent, but she's still in contact with her father, but it's like low contact with boundaries. It's low contact with her father with boundaries, but her mom is completely no contact. Her mom and dad are not together. But that's how it goes. Her name is How to Love a Battered Woman. Just like that, one word. How to Love a Battered Woman, Nia Renee. Just look her up. She tells her story about her mom. Her mom, just, you know, she from the second when she was from the second that she was born, her mom looked at her like she was an enemy. That's how she felt. She's like, my mom looked at me as an enemy, and that's how I felt for this, like, you know, for pretty much damn near the entirety of my life, that I was an enemy of my mom. I could never do right in my mom's eyes. My mom held me back. My mom told me this. My mom told me that. My mom got to the point where she's like, she never felt loved by her mom. So it got to the point where her mom decided to pay somebody to try to have her kidnapped by her uncle and make her disappear or something like that. I don't know if she's going to unalive her, but try to pay her uncle, try to pay her brother to kidnap her daughter to get rid of her. There are some toxic ass parents out here, y'all. So sometimes it is best to go no contact with them. But it's tough. When you go no contact with them, you have to be no contact. you mean, I don't know if you want to go no contact forever, but sometimes you have to go no contact for a while to let you heal in order to be able to get to the point where you set these boundaries. Hey, look, I know I haven't talked to you in about 6 months. I needed some time to myself to heal and things like that. If they immediately start to attack you, back to no contact. You know what I mean? Because I know how tough it is, y'all. I really, really do. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short. I really thank y'all so much for tuning in. Toronto, Canada meetup is November the 19th. Toronto, Canada, I'll be there. Some other people will be there. The link is NARC Avengers, N-A-R-C, NARCAvengers.com/Toronto. See you there. Get registered up, y'all. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.